This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. You know, with this coronavirus pandemic, what we're observing is the dangers of incompetent government. The virus probably would have difficulty spreading if governments weren't incompetent. You take this Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan, for example, and as we heard from one of the doctors that was on board the ship trying to help deal with the quarantine, Dr. Iwata, who spoke out on YouTube but was later censored and was forced to apologize, etc., etc. He said, look, there were no doctors on the ship, really. It's just a bunch of bureaucrats running the thing. And you had people wearing latex gloves and containment suits that were interacting with infected patients. And then later, those same people would be eating lunch wearing the same gloves, obviously not knowing that you are supposed to, you know, decontaminate and take off the gloves before you touch food and put it in your face. But that idea, obviously, nobody in charge in Japan has any clue how viruses work. So you see, we have incompetent government that's causing this thing to spread. Same thing is true, really, in Indonesia and in North Korea, even in the United States. Remember, the Surgeon General of Florida declared that he didn't think that this was airborne? And I'm just astonished that he's got less knowledge than North Korea on this virus. I mean, wow, how can you be that ignorant? But you've got incompetence everywhere. And this is characteristic of our world, of our era, where people everywhere are incompetent at a level that we just haven't seen before in human history. Our society isn't getting smarter, it's getting dumber. And you see it too. You see it at the bank, you talk to the bankers, they don't know what they're talking about. You see it with all the people you interact with, maybe your boss, maybe employees, maybe government departments. Everybody's just dumbed down. I know you've seen this too. Remember the story I told about the time I went to one of the banks that we bank with and that the vice president of the bank was asking myself and my wife a question because she said, oh, we know that you know a lot about numbers and finances, and all of us here at the bank, all of us who work here, we can't figure out the answer to this question, and we want to ask you this. And they said, does it make more sense to buy one CD for $100,000 that pays 2%, or to buy two CDs for $50,000 each that pay 2%. Okay? Now, I did not misspeak. That was the question from the vice president of the bank. Did not know how CDs work or interest rates or anything. I thought she was joking at first, but then I quickly realized, no, they're serious. They don't know how banking works. And they run the freaking bank. So the same thing is true with the coronavirus. You have a few people, you know, some of the people who work for the CDC actually know what they're talking about when it comes to epidemiology or virology. But at the state level, you mostly have incompetent state health departments run by just complete medically illiterate morons. And we've seen this already in the coverage of Hawaii and Washington State and Florida. No doubt the same thing's true in Illinois. The same thing's true in California. It just goes on and on. These people are morons. I mean, they're literally like cognitively retarded, AOC style. Okay. We have an actual mentally incapacitated member of Congress. You know, her name is Ocasio-Cortez. There are people like her running health departments nationwide and around the world. And they think they're really smart, but they're incredibly stupid. But they want to be in charge of everything, which is why they're going to get millions of people killed through their incompetence. So another example, the United States State Department flew a bunch of Americans out of Japan, Americans who were on the Diamond Princess floating incubation factory. They were flown back on a charter flight under the State Department authority. And on that flight, much to the horror of the CDC, the infected patients were put on the same plane with the non-infected patients, and they were simply separated into a different section of the plane with what it sounds like maybe some plastic sheeting and some duct tape. This is insane because, of course, planes circulate the air throughout the plane. So people in the coronavirus section are sharing air with the non-coronavirus section, which means everybody's cross-contaminated. And sure enough, I think it was 11 new people got off that plane, were tested, and now are positive for the coronavirus. They're infected. So the CDC had to put them in a biocontainment center in Omaha. Well, that's because the State Department is run by idiots who just throw infected people together with non-infected people and think that the virus is going to obey the signs that say no virus allowed here. I mean, isn't that as stupid as liberals thinking that gun-free zones block people with guns? Maybe they should just put signs on cities that this is a coronavirus-free zone. I guess at that point, then there would be no infections, according to the gun control lunatics on the left. But this is how government works. Government is incompetent. It's run by idiots at every level. And while not every person is an idiot, the few intelligent people are surrounded by idiots, and they'll be the first to tell you that. They see it. And so we're dealing with not just incompetence in our own government, but incompetence through other governments in other nations all around the world, all contributing to a virus that is not forgiving at all. If you slip up, this virus will come back and bite you because one person, one super spreader can infect hundreds of other people. So you make one mistake and now you have an outbreak. And these governments aren't just making one mistake. They're making mistake after mistake after mistake. It's bad. And the virus is taking advantage of every mistake. So it's not that the virus itself is going to kill us. It's that incompetent governments are going to get us killed by their inability to handle the virus. Think about that. And stay up to date on all this. Read my new website, pandemic.news. Downloadable audio files, including all these podcasts, plus videos, article links, scientific study links, and much more. It's at pandemic.news. Check it all out there. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for pandemic.news. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.